Power to the people!
No one is illegal!
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 Only a handful of the 150 people who spontaneously made their way to City Hall last night addressed the council, but among those speaking were DACA enrollees Adrian Duran Flores and Elsie Segueva.
So I go to college, you know, I'm trying to get my degree, and if DACA gets removed, I don't know how that's going to work out with school. Also for my business, for my taxes, I need my Social Security for my taxes, so I don't know how that would work as well. And also, you know, just having the thought of feeling safe here, feeling that if you go outside, you know, you talk to a police officer or something, you know, they're going to have your back. You know, you're going to feel safe instead of feeling unsafe and afraid.
I am a DACA recipient. I arrived here at the age of 9. I don't remember things from Mexico. It's a country that I don't know. But this country has given me a sense of keeping going, and now I'm in college. I'm going for my third year of college. So with the help of every single one of my brothers and sisters that have DACA, we have made one step forward, but now with this announcement, it has tracked us two steps back, you know. Like I mentioned in my speech, the fight has just begun, and now it's time to contact every single person right next to us, the congressman, even the president, to keep going forward, because we cannot make ourselves invisible.
The action by the president on Tuesday means young undocumented immigrants will lose protections from deportation unless Congress can make a deal to protect them. There are 17,000 DACA enrollees in Colorado, 800,000 nationwide. Before passing a resolution in support of DACA recipients, council encouraged a group of children to sing a song they had created for the occasion.
My name is Beth Osnes, and we have a young women's vocal empowerment group that we've been meeting with, advocating for themselves and for their larger community.
Why do you want to be here tonight?
Well, because I think that it's important to support people in their needs and, like, to make sure that everyone is getting what they need to have a better life.
I went to school at Union Hill, and they had a Dreamers Club, and I just remember that every day that they announced that Dreamers would be canceled that day or something like that, everybody there would be devastated because they loved it so much, and I thought that just it was really a beautiful thing, and it really was good for the local empowerment and to help people who might not have a chance to get a good education and have a good life, so that's why I came.
It's just really, like, we're all coming together and helping a cause that we believe in, and I think that's really special.
Even the small things can make a big difference, and if everyone helps out, we can all help make changes in everybody's life.
United States of America.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.